Please play.
On July the 6th, 2014, Kristina Shmidlova won the opening set in the girls' singles final at Wimbledon. But in the second set, her opponent Yelena Ostapenko broke early and eventually secured the set 6-3. The deciding set was, to say the very least, one-way traffic as Ostapenko swept through it 6-love.
I feel really happy to win here because this tournament is a great event and... Yeah, I feel really happy that I could win this tournament, and I look forward for playing some next tournaments and also showing good results.
Fast forward nearly 3 years, and Ostapenko finds herself a set down in the final of the French Open women's singles final. Only this time in the second set, she isn't a break up. She's trailing the third seed Simona Halep 3-love. Ostapenko even has to save break points on 3 occasions, which would have made it 4-love to the Romanian. But Ostapenko digs in, gets on the board, and eventually grinds her way back to take the second set 6-4. If Ostapenko goes on to be a big noise in the women's game, the final set at Roland Garros 2017 will be part of the myth. She was 3-love down, and she blazed back to win it 6-3. She was understandably happy with her performance in the final.
Yeah, I was just still trying to play very aggressive and just to go for a shot when I had the possibility. And I think Simona, maybe she felt a little bit nervous because she had a lot of pressure, and that also helped me. But also in deciding moments, I think I played pretty well in those games and was a couple of deciding games, and then the match turned the other way.
Ostapenko hit 54 winners during the two-hour final. She also made 54 unforced errors. Halep summarized what those statistics meant.
I think she had only one game. Sometimes were like 2 meters out, sometimes were in the court and I couldn't touch it. So I think I said that she's playing like this and I cannot expect a rhythm because she's playing like that and I have to be there for every ball. So I was up, I was close, but... she came back and she did it very well. Here comes the money.
For her efforts in the final and in the previous 6 matches, Ostapenko earned just over 2 million euros in prize money, more than double her previous earnings on the circuit. There were also a couple of other notable achievements. She's the first person from Latvia to win a Grand Slam title, and the first unseeded female player to claim the French Open since Margaret Scriven in 1933. Ostapenko's success in Paris was her first singles title, and it came 2 days after she celebrated her 20th birthday on June the 8th. Brand new money, making major moves, man, and a damn thing funny. Pimpin' hood rats, the playboy bunnies. On that day, Ostapenko played her semi-final against Timea Bacinski, who was celebrating her 28th birthday the same day. The pair had never met before in a singles match, but they had played doubles together a few times in China last year. Bacinski, the 30th seed, was the favourite going into the clash. She had lost a close semi-final 2 years ago against Serena Williams, and she reached the quarter-finals last year. But Ostapenko saw off the Swiss in 3 sets. Bacinski admitted she'd been surprised by her opponent's game.
I could be only disappointed on one aspect of the match. Some opportunities I had in the first set. But then the rest... I created myself some opportunities, but on the other side of the net, she was playing quite well. So, and she was defending very well everything I was proposing. So I just went for every shot. I never thought it was the end until the last point. She just went for her shot, maybe had more... success on what she was trying. She was going for many lines. She did hit many lines, more than I expected, to be honest. But otherwise, I think there's not much I can be disappointed about.
Quite how Baczynski was caught out is curious. She's seen Ostapenko's game close up and really should have been on alert after the Latvian's victory over the former finalist Sam Stosur in the last 16. And if that hadn't made her think twice, there was the quarter-final against the 11th seed Caroline Wozniacki. Ostapenko came from a set down to pulverise the Dane 4-6, 6-2, 6-2. Wozniacki, herself a mean striker of the ball, conceded she'd been blitzed.
Yeah, as I said before, she's a big hitter, and you know, she doesn't go for the big targets. She goes for the lines, and you know, it's been going in. She's tough to read, and you know, you don't really feel comfortable. It's hard to read her shots, so that's what makes it, you know, tough to get to the boss.
Wozniacki's had poor returns against Ostapenko this year. The quarterfinal at Roland Garros was their third meeting on clay after matches at Charleston and Prague. At least Wozniacki won a set in Paris.
You know, obviously the wind in the beginning was pretty crazy, and it was hard to really go for the lines and really go for it, and then get a good rhythm, and then, you know, she just kept me on my back foot for most of the second part of the match, you know, and it's hard to hit winners from behind the baseline or out wide, you know, and yeah, so.
And so indeed. During the final, there were moments when Halep just appeared to be a young woman hanging out on the court looking for some kind of meaning.
I think it was a good tournament. To play final, it's an amazing thing. She played really well, all the credit. She was hitting very strong. At some point, I was like a spectator on court, so she deserves to win. And yeah, it's tough. It's a tough moment for me, but it's going to go away, I hope, with the time. And I will keep working because I really want to repeat what I've done this tournament, and we'll see what it's going to be.
Before the French Open, Halep said there were about 15 women who could win the title. That's because the former champions Serena Williams and Maria Sharapova were absent. The former as she's preparing for motherhood, and the latter as she's coming back from a doping ban. The top seed Angelique Kerber lost in the first round. Not that clay was ever her strongest surface, but she had been expected to make a better impression, especially since she won the US Open and the Australian Open last year.
I mean, the pressure is always there, and this year, I mean, the expectations are much bigger, especially in the big tournaments and the Grand Slams, and the expectations are also from me really big. I mean, of course, because I know what I can do, what I did last year. I mean, I know in the last years I had always up and downs, and right now, of course, I'm in the actually down feeling, but I'm still enjoying to playing tennis, of course. I mean, this is what I'm loving, and I will try to finding the solution to coming back maybe stronger. Yeah, and trying to learning from this moment. I mean, you can always learn if you are not playing good or if it's a tough situation also for the future, and this is what I will try to do it. I mean, of course, it's also a little bit painful the way now, but now I cannot changing anymore, and just trying to looking forward.
Well, that's what they all say, and they all say it because that's all they can do. It's essentially what these players are geared up to do. Well, what about Queen Yelena? Just turned 20, a couple of million in the bank, the tennis world at her feet, up 35 places to number 12 in the world, the youngest player in the top 20. What does she do from here?
I think I can still improve my serve and my forehand, and also sometimes I was making too many unforced errors, so if I can reduce them, I think will be helpful. So yeah, of course I would like to win probably all of the Grand Slams. It's my goal, I think, but I'm just gonna try to work hard now and probably to reach the higher ranking.
Well, there are still a few people in front of Yelena Ostapenko, and moreover, she'll now be a target, an altogether new status for her. But if she confronts that challenge like she takes on a short ball on a tennis court, the signs are she'll do just fine.
Yelena Ostapenko!
Well, that's it from Sports Insight for this week. My thanks to Alain Bleu for studio production. From me, Paul Myers, ciao.